You called my name. What is it?
Huh?
What is this about? You're acting different than usual. What is it? You... There's a glint in your eyes that's different than normal. Explain yourself at once. You're too close. Enough of this farce. Explain to me why you called my name. You missed me. What a silly explanation. Is that all it is? You should know that... Hey. What's the meaning of this? I've told you before, Lou. This relationship... It's dangerous. I never said I wouldn't take care of you. But this... We're... different. Even if we're the same. I... am unsure of how to face you. Just... like this. That's enough. Are you sure? Do not regret this. Understand, there are many who need my aid. Of course, I will be there anytime you call. But even then, I have my limitations. Things, even I lack. That's nothing. I'm not pushing you away. It's not what you think. I'm having trouble explaining it. There's a calamity in my heart. Something I can hardly explain to you. Think nothing of it. I said, think nothing of it. What do you mean? You can't. Fool. And just what right would you have to say that? What does love even mean? I still don't. I still don't understand it. Every bit of this thing you call love, it confuses me. I know if I'm feeling it. Fool, it's not that simple. Slaying demons is easy. The rest is not. How can I explain this? Your incessant kissing doesn't mend the rift between us. I could die at any given day. You know this. My end at a demon's hand is possible. And yet, you remain. What is it? Why? Why am I special to you? And for what purpose do you believe in me so much? Why? Why? I've warned you before. No. You're special. You are, to me, and to Liyue. But even then, even with that, if I can't make a promise I can keep, then what good am I as an adeptus, as a love? Simply keep it. Do you realize what you're saying? If I made that promise, and I broke it, would you really be able to accept it? I never said that. I never said I would. Only then. Nah. Of course, I don't want to. No, I am anything but weak. You. You're as hopeless as me. If I didn't find you that day, where do you think you would have ended up? Shut up. Enough excuses. You called me. So now, if you're going to say such words, then there really is no going back, is there? I never said that was a bad thing. Not even slightly. Only that I feel as though you're fishing for disappointment. Why? Why do you care so much about me? Idiot. I don't like using such words on you. But I can think of nothing better than that to describe what you're doing. Your endless clinging to me. It's dangerous. As well as... Never mind. I said... Never mind. And you still cling to me? This is impossible. You are impossible. Every ounce of what you've done, none of it makes sense. Your logic, your intensity, everything. Just how am I supposed to take that? Your words. Your actions. Of course I care about you. Without a doubt, I do. In such a way, I've never been able to care about anyone else. I know what it's like to admire someone. But beyond that, I've never had the liberty to feel until I met you. Until everything I thought I knew about myself, about my duty, my reason for being alive. Now, I have so many questions. So many things that I simply cannot answer. And it's your fault. It's all your fault. If you hadn't meddled, called my name, then no doubt I wouldn't have fallen for you. This is stupid, but even I can't deny these feelings. You better hope nothing bad happens to me nor you, or else it doesn't matter what the consequences are. That's not the point. Just, no, there will be consequences. If that future comes to play. Idiot. You've chose a volatile path. And to that end, I can only say, I hope I'm worth that. Your words are kind, gentle, and harsh at the same time. How do you manage? I find words to be very difficult, but actions tend to be easy to understand, do they not? Tell me why, won't you? For such a minute reason, that is why you find yourself in my arms. Not minute to you. I see. So that was the truth of it. Your reason. The feeling. You felt it too. How strange. I still don't understand. And yet, I have no regrets. For now. I wish to keep it that way. That time, when we almost got lost, in that horrible place, when we were almost separated, if not for stupid chance, you would have never seen me again. What if it happens again? I do not understand your confidence. Yet I want to believe you're right. I'll choose to believe those words for now. I'll choose to hold you as my lover for this briefest of moments, because it's my will, not my duty, not what's expected of me, but instead what I wish to show only you. You have nothing to worry about. For this moment, at least. I am yours. Completely. I love you. I do. Every time, it feels so strange how my heart will race and my body for you. How I crave you like I do almond tofu. Only so much more. It's nonsense. And yet, it's how I feel. It's the action. That's undeniable. Hidden on the laurels of feeling. Emotion. I didn't know I had. Your touch. It's telling of your intentions. Is mine no different then? I won't let you go. No matter how this night ends. To partake in you. Do not make me repeat myself. There is no reason to say such things directly. Actions, they speak louder, as you recall. Nothing. It's nothing. None will hear us here. And there's no need to worry even if they do. I care not for distractions. Only you and I. Your body is heating up so quickly. Mine as well. Disrobing. is the most practical means to achieve what will naturally come next. Do you find it strange? Then I'm glad, my love. Nothing about your body is anything but perfect in my eyes. And my eyes can see far deeper than mere mortals could ever dream. I see you not only for the tantalizing skin, the draping, clothes slipping off the curves of your body so perfectly, but also for what's inside. Your soul, as pure as it is impure, a strange and bewildering sight to see everything. You are so feisty. Your hands wandering there. I won't stop you, but do not think I'll let you have all the fun. As you've said, your heart and body are mine. So then, there's no qualms if I partake upon the said body. This lovely, messy body. There is so much to you I wish to hold, to touch, to caress, and so much more I wish to tease, as you no doubt have teased me. Many, many times you've gotten away with it, and many more I'll show you that it's not always so easy to fool an adeptus. You try and hide your reactions, but you're terrible at it. Terrible to a point that I can feel every time I touch you in a place more sensitive. Your relentless assault is admirable, but it is not undefeated. Perhaps here, at your most sensitive spot, you Your lips around my manhood. You summoned this then. Are my lips on your balls not as enticing? It's a fool's errand to try and deceive me. I can feel how you twitch and... like this, I'll really come. Only after you lost in initiative. Fool, this isn't over yet. If I'm to love you, this would not do. Not even slightly. Seeing you exposed like this reminds me of something embarrassing and yet enticing all the same. Then I will partake of you unequivocally. Slowly, we will become one. This bed may not be sturdy enough to take the lovemaking of an adeptus. Regardless, I will make you mine all over again. Relax. I wouldn't want to hurt you. Now you can't get away. We are one. till the end. Your man, and I will give no quarter to any other. You are mine. Mine. No, not yet. Did you think me so foolish as to lose so soon? I crave the feeling of your warm insides. Very much so. No complaining now. You feel so good. You're still twitching like crazy. I must hold you here on instinct and love.
combined. I don't want to be separated from you for even a moment. Yes, exactly. You are mine, inside and out. I will paint as many times as I need to those insides with my seed. Make no mistake, this is only the beginning. You provoked me, so I will do what must be done. Make you mine over and over and over and over again. No, even more than that. Even more than more. Mine, your mine. You must get used to it, as this is your place now. There is no questioning it. Understood. Good. Then stay still in my arms a little longer.